Money FM 89.3. Best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. Now, following Singapore's Personal Data Protection Commission's latest guidelines on the use of personal data in AI systems, there's now a growing emphasis on companies to proactively communicate to users how their data contributes to algorithm training. Now, in line with this, new research from Twilio highlights that while businesses are successfully using AI to power more personalized, intelligent customer interactions, brands continue to grapple with challenges around transparency and the lack of customer data. Now, Twilio's fifth annual State of Customer Engagement report has uncovered key consumer insights around how brands are implementing AI to build better customer relationships and where AI is offering the highest ROI and identifying the latest consumer engagement trends. We're going to find out more about this study. On the line with me is Nicholas Kontopoulos, Vice President of Marketing Asia Pacific and Japan at Twilio. Nicholas, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm awesome, mate. Thank you for that introduction.
This is quite an interesting topic. I suppose let's start off with the customer engagement report that you guys did. What was the aim and the methodology here?
Yeah, well, the aim was to basically, you know, survey customers from all over the world to really get a good understanding of what they're thinking about when it comes to customer engagement and ultimately the role AI is going to play in that experience that ultimately brands deliver to them.
Okay. And out of all of this, right, as always, there will be things that stand out. I suppose, do you spot any key trends out of this engagement report?
Yeah, well, it's a global study, but we've actually managed to collect a lot of great insights from across Asia Pacific, Japan.
Okay.
But as we're speaking to Singaporean audience, I would zero in on this, some really interesting insights from the report. And what one thing I did find interesting is that a lot of brands are already investing in exploring how they utilize AI, but a lot of customers are looking for more transparency from those brands. And in particular, what is interesting is if brands are able to provide that transparency and build confidence with their customers, what we saw here in Singapore, for example, is 52% of consumers in Singapore are willing to spend more with brands that leverage AI for enhanced customer engagement experiences. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting insight for me.
Nicholas, would you mind if we walk down the road and try and sort of define this transparency that people are seeking? How much of that is mistaken with consent? And what I mean by that is you go to a website, do you accept all cookies? We do not use your information, these sort of declarations. Is that transparent enough? What are they looking for then?
Yeah, I think consumers, and in particular in this part of the world, are becoming increasingly more sophisticated in understanding how their data is being used by a brand. So again, brands do need to think about how they communicate the way data is going to be used in respect to the way they're engaged and marketed to, and in particular within AI platforms. So for me, I think it's really important that brands really think about how do they utilize that data they're collecting in a way that actually creates a meaningful utility for the end consumer. And I don't know about you, but as I work with the brand and share data with the brand, and I feel I'm getting a more tailored experience, I'm more inclined to share more personal data about myself with those brands. So I think that's where there's an onus on brands to have real transparency. And this is where, again, I think, you know, some of the great regulations that we're seeing coming through, putting more onus on brands to be more responsible to that data is really important. But we are seeing a lot of forward-thinking brands that we work with in this region leaning into that and actually using that as an opportunity to deliver more tailored customer experiences.
So in a way, it's kind of like a tailored customer experience or something personalized is a key tool in building trust then.
100%. I mean, if you think about customer experience, the bedrock of customer experience is trust, yeah?
Yeah.
So the more promises I make and the more promises I keep, the greater the trust I build. And that ultimately, you know, plays out into, you know, hopefully increasing customer loyalty.
Mm. So there is always this push to, in a way, we've seen it across where you're asking your employees to pivot, you're asking your employees to work with technology, accept data as a commodity. What are some challenges that come out of that? Say a brand looking at AI and customer data, and of course their staff being able to, their employees being able to use all of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And, you know, Twilio is really focused on working with its customers. We ultimately power real-time business communications and data solutions that help companies develop their capabilities to serve their customers, but also empower their employees to design, you know, optimal customer experiences. Now, one of the biggest challenges that businesses face in empowering employees is this idea of dark data. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but Gartner coined that term, and I really love it because ultimately we have a lot of data captured in different silos across organizations. So what businesses are really focusing on, those that are trying to drive, move beyond personalization to individualization of the experience, are looking at how they can connect that data in a more meaningful way. And this is where great tools like CDP offerings, such as, you know, Twilio Segment's offering, and really enable brands to do that.
What about dirty data then?
Ah, great one. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of data that doesn't actually have value. So you need to have the capabilities to really work out what data is going to be useful for you in terms of being able to create those great customer experiences. And yeah, so therefore, you know, focusing on the ability to zero in on the data that is the richest form of data. And there's actually two types of data sets that I think businesses need to think about, the zero-party data and first-party data. Mm. So those two are data sets that ultimately customers are sharing with you. So when you think about your customer engagement experiences, you really want to zero in on creating the opportunity for customers to really want to share that zero-party data. And that zero-party data, Elliot, it's very simple. It's data that I really share about me that's really personal, maybe. Yeah. Maybe think of a health app, like a sporting app. Yeah, that's where I would share that type of data. Yeah.
Right. I want to get your personal thoughts on this. I mean, we're human to human talking, and we're talking about how employees can also, or brands can foster that responsible use of personal data, some of the things that you mentioned. On the back end, right, where employers are concerned and employing people, they look at a lot of training and ability to manage data. Do companies do enough, brands do enough to get people to have that instincts to read data? And I'm saying instincts completely different from training. Any thoughts on this?
You're talking about like governance, corporate governance policies that, you know, train staff up on how to manage data?
Staff who know how to read the data versus staff who can be trained to read the data, but sometimes you need the instincts to judge whether or not this is potentially, say, dirty data or dark data.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, well, first of all, I think in terms of if you're going to get the most out of your data, you ultimately need to have a horizontal approach to how the different parts of an organization come together and work together and collaborate around that data. I think, that is one of the big traps I see a lot of businesses fall into. They're very siloed in their approach to driving transformational change.
Yeah, that can be a problem. So I want to come back to Twilio. Looking at all of this, tell us a little bit more about, if let's say I was a brand, I wanted to engage you guys, how would that process be like? How would you help me navigate this age of, how should we put it, individualization?
Yeah, I mean, well, Twilio as a company offers a broad set of solutions, you know, ranging from enabling brands to communicate with their customers through SMS, you know, WhatsApp, et cetera. But ultimately, we also provide the capabilities of bringing that data together and to really utilize aggregate that data in a way that, you know, enables you to really get a better sense of what your customers' buying behaviors are. So again, like I said, you can go back to looking at how you can drive a more personalized or individualized engagement experience.
It's a really interesting world we live in, especially with that individual shopping, and we don't see it because we're so stuck into it or sunken into it. What other trends do you see coming up? What other trends do you see worth noting, especially on the back of the customer engagement report that you've done?
Yeah, I think brands must look at really fostering, you know, again, responsible use of personal data. Like I said earlier, I think this is a really important point in this region. Consumers are becoming more sophisticated in how, understanding how their data is being used. So we've seen, like, you know, 47% of businesses surveyed in Singapore report that finding the right balance between security and customer experience is really their most pressing challenge. Sort of top challenges that I'm seeing here is protecting customer data and really looking at how you navigate the complexity of regulations and what that means for you and your business in terms of how they engage customers. And ultimately, a lot of them are struggling with the inability to really personalize that experience. Those are some of the interesting insights we saw from the research.
I feel we see a world where one day you've got five people sitting together at a bar having a conversation about, say, a sports shoe, and each one of them has a different online customer experience because it's so tailored, it's so customized.
100%. This is where we definitely, this is why I'm very passionate about and geek out on this idea of moving beyond personalization to individualization. And being able to do that at scale really comes back to really understanding who I am. And to make that experience contextually relevant, Elliot, that's really important as well. Where am I in that buying journey? Yeah. Where am I at this very moment? Am I outside one of the retail stores, or am I in front of a laptop? Really understanding where I'm in that journey and really using that insight to engage me more at an individual level is certainly the way forward.
That is really interesting. I've been speaking with Nicholas Kontopoulos, who is Vice President of Marketing Asia Pacific and Japan at Twilio. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.